We are standing now in the exhibition where you show some of your pieces of art which you did here in Sturovo. Mm-hmm. How did you find out about this residency?
I discovered the residency exists through a website called TransArtists, which has a listing of all of the programs that are available. This one leapt out to me because of the connection to, well, between Slovakia and Hungary, and because I have historical family connections to the region.
Have you been here before in this region? Did you know it?
Not at all. This was my first trip. So Sturovo, but also the first time I've been to Budapest and Vienna, because we drove from London, actually. When we were driving here from London, I had the thought at some point that this is like a reverse migration or a return. And there were moments where I felt it's not so far, actually. It was 3 days because we went slowly. I felt like, oh, we're doing this, this road is it's the path, it's the same path, but we go in reverse. And actually this show, I called it Standing in the Same River Twice. It's an idea I read somewhere, right? But this notion that because the water is always moving, so actually it's impossible to stand in the same river twice. This can't happen because the water's never the same. I reference this idea as well with the sculpture called Century, which is two slices of a tree that was cut down whilst we're here. And the tree was 100 years old, I was told. So it's somehow a snapshot of a history.
What is your project here in Sturovo about?
I wanted to research the history of music and migration. My grandmother was born in Budapest in 1923. Her whole family managed to... This is a loud ghost note. I wait for this one. Apparently this is an old German instrument from the 20s. It's like an air organ of some kind. The guy really went for this one. So I wanted to think about this history of music and migration because my grandmother and her whole family managed to escape to different parts of the world, all of them in different ways because of music. So my grandmother was a violinist and she was the youngest, she was the baby of the family. And she and her mother went to London. Her sister was only 20 months older, so she was 15 at the time. She, in Budapest, joined a band for young women. I think there was maybe a CD element, and they travelled around Europe. She played saxophone, and eventually in Amsterdam, a family took her in, and she survived that way. And they had an older brother who escaped to Turkey, and he was a violinist. And I found it's a kind of happy story. Everyone survived because of music, and also that music is this really profoundly fundamental life-saving force in a very literal way.
So you also tried to do something with music here?
Yeah, so I have... Actually, there's one project which is ongoing. So the work I'm showing in this exhibition is work in process, or it's a reflection of a process of thinking through these questions. I'm showing a series of drawings, prints, which somehow are reflecting on the idea of travelling, or they have movement in them, but also maybe they reference musical scores, notation, and some are more figurative. It's not so resolved, but it's giving a glimpse, like a window into a process. And then some other works I'm showing, a piece called Ghost Note. I discovered after I arrived that the border is marked by this yellow cross, and the yellow cross seemed to have some kind of a symbolic interest for me, a kind of ambiguous reference maybe with the yellow and the cross and the yellow star. And actually this cross on a line in this way has a meaning in the language of music. So it references what in English is called a ghost note or sometimes a grace note. So there's maybe a kind of metaphoric significance that's quite beautiful too. And I took a photograph, which is shown in the space in large scale, of the cross on the border between Hungary and Slovakia. And I sent this photograph to musician friends around the world, including some here. And I asked them, read this as a music score and send to me a single note. So the sound in the space that punctuates the space is musicians' interpretation of this image.
And what kind of sounds did they send you back?
Some of them are playing guitar, there's some voice. I think we have some piano in there. One instrument is an antique instrument that was made in Germany in the 1920s.
And what are your plans for the following weeks?
I've been working to take recordings by my grandmother. She recorded music with her trio, the Dunka Trio. You can extract the music from the digital file and turn it into a vector graphic, like a PDF image of a waveform. It's a more complicated process than it sounds. If you cut it with a laser cutter, it's like a record, so it would play with a needle. And I have been working to make, instead of cutting in a circle like a record, I've managed to unwrap the, you create it in a straight line. So my idea is that there would be a line, it's almost invisible, of music that runs along the bridge, and it will be music played in the original recording at walking pace. Somehow hidden in the bridge is this line of music. It's like reinserting the music back into the space. Mm-hmm. And also that it becomes a literal crossing, a border crossing, a kind of migration of a piece of music. Yeah, and this question that I keep asking, how do you represent the thing that's not there? How do you represent the thing that's invisible or that was excluded?